Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
Well, from digging a deep hole in the Earth's crust for science, we go to the shallow kind for planting seeds. And who better than Garden Girl to help with the spade work? Garden Girl is urban gardener Patty Moreno of Roxbury, Massachusetts. Recently, she showed Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom how to grow seedlings indoors. Now it's time for Bobby, the plants, and Patty to head outside.
I just want to see if there are any eggs under these ladies over here. No, no eggs. Bummer. They start producing eggs actually at 20 weeks. That'll be like a few a week. Then as they mature, one a day.
For the average person that wanted to have, you know, backyard chickens, how feasible is it?
It's so easy. It's much easier than a dog. Like, you never have to walk them, unless you want to. They are my garden helpers. They, you know, scratch and till the soil for me. They eat all the bugs, and then they fertilize it. Let's go over to my smaller garden. We're going to get to work a little bit over here.
Oh, you're going to put me to work?
We're going
to
put you to work. This is basically a demonstration garden that I wanted to put together to show what you could do in like an average size backyard. Being Puerto Rican, one of the raised beds I plant every year is a Latin Caribbean mixture of beans and peppers and cilantro, all of the things that you would need to make this thing called sofrito, which is like a base flavor for a lot of the food that you would eat in Latin Caribbean culture. I have a 4x4 raised bed that's two tiers high, and then I have a square foot grid that I made that fits right into the raised bed, and that's going to be basically our guide as to where we're planting everything. We're going to companion plant. In this whole bed, we're going to be able to make an amazing stir fry. So we're going to have, you know, the eggplant, a Siamese dragon stir fry mix, which just has tons of different Asian greens in them. Arranging different configurations of raised beds is like my hobby. That's just fun for me. That's Saturday night planning raised beds. It's a party.
Look, Asian greens are nice. It's nice. Spicy, it's different taste. How about some potatoes and some corn and some lettuce?
My name is Robert Patton Sproul, and I'm Patricia's husband. I want a record of potato. I want to do 800 pounds of potato, and I'm trying to do 200 pounds of corn.
Wait a second. How big is this garden that you're growing all this in?
Well, I'll show it to you. It's not that big. It's only 4x8.
This part is for his man garden this year.
You know, a lot of people grow potatoes in trash barrels. And that's the coolest thing ever, because basically they put the potato at the very bottom at like 6 inches of soil. And as it grows up, they keep filling soil around it. And then at the end of the year, they dump it out on a tarp, pull all the potatoes out, and they start over again. And then that one trash can version, people have done really gigantic amounts of potato in it.
We, every year, manage to eat so many meals from the garden. You know, the supermarket people do not know me. Urbanites, it's our responsibility to start being as sustainable as we possibly can, because very near future, there's going to be 70% of the world's population is going to live in cities. Anything you grow and then eat is going to be the tastiest thing you've ever had. As long as you don't burn it, you're fine. And it's a lot of fun.
Garden Girl Patty Moreno gives green tips on the Home and Garden website. She spoke with Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom. Coming up, a bird lover goes loony over, what else? Loons. Stay tuned. It's Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. and Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.